A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 17 through 33. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me? And because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he's talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come, but when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish. For joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I come from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world, and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly, and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things, and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Randolph Schnock, Trinity Lutheran Church, Mena, Arizona.
You're sitting in a garden. It's spring and the birds are singing. You see some rabbits playing in the grass. It's beautiful, so calm, so restful. Everything around you seems wonderfully at peace. In the sky, you see an eagle soaring in the wind, so majestic. And then the peace is shattered. The eagle dives upon the rabbits, catches one in its talons, and is gone in a flash. Peace. That's the subject of today's meditation. The key verse of our text, John 6:33, reads, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In the world, yes, even in the most idyllic garden, tribulation, strife, sudden attack, death, and violence can come at any time. Any peace we feel can be shattered in a moment, shattered with a phone call, shattered with a word, shattered even with a thought. Indeed, what troubles us the most is often those thoughts within ourselves, thoughts of worthlessness. Worries about money, worries about job, worries about our children, worries about ourselves, evil desires, guilt. Do you struggle with these things? In the world, you will have tribulation. But there is hope for us. We can and do experience peace. And how does that peace come to us? Again, from our theme verse, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace." What things? What does Jesus say to us that gives us peace? Remember where I said a word may take away our peace? Jesus said something that took away his disciples' peace. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I go to my Father." We do not know what he is saying. Jesus knew that they were troubled by what he had said, and that they didn't understand, and that they were afraid. So he speaks. He speaks to them and to us. He told them that he was going to Jerusalem, going to die. Because they still didn't understand why Jesus had come into this world, they were about to experience great sorrow at his death. But the world, you and I and all believers, we would be filled with joy. Because in his dying, Christ brings peace. Peace from guilt and sin. For he takes that guilt upon himself on the tree. Peace from fear of death, because he breaks the bonds of death at his resurrection. The resurrection gives us joy, a peace that nothing can take from us. Jesus tells the disciples and us that he goes to the Father. Why do these words give us peace? Because he goes to the Father triumphant. He goes to take up his rule as king. He, the one who died for us and yet lives, the one who loves us enough to die for us, he rules. With him in control, we need not worry. He tells us that he will send the Holy Spirit to us to lead us away from confusion to all truth, to enable us to do his will, to work faith and hope and joy and, yes, peace in our hearts. He gives us his name so that we can pray to God and God will hear an answer. This is powerful stuff, folks. When we pray in Jesus' name, we pray to our triune God, and our prayer is heard no less than any prayer that Jesus himself prayed. How can such a promise not give us peace? Peace is ours, for Jesus' words have worked faith in our heart. Believing these promises, we experience joy and peace even now. We know and believe that Jesus has overcome the world and that the joy and peace of heaven awaits us all. Amen.
We thank Pastor Randolph Schnock for this meditation on God's Word.